Hello, everyone. Welcome to the daily Shir Mishnayos, holding Maseches Bava Kamma. We're going to start today Perek Tes. First, we're going to chazer over the last three Mishnayos we did the last time, which is the last three Mishnayos in Perek Ches. So we'll start with Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Hey told us that Hamake Avi V'Imo V'Osa Behen Chabur, one who hits one of his parents and makes a wound, which is an aver that one's chayev misa for, and even if he wouldn't actually get misa, he won't pay. One who hits his friend on Shabbos, pater mikulon, he's going to be pater from everything. As we just said, he's going to get chayev misa. One who hits his own evikanani also is pater from everything. His ever doesn't have anything. His ever doesn't have the ability to acquire anything, and it's his property, really. One who the Rav learns means to punch his friend with a fist, but all of those others learn to make a loud noise into his ear. Sela gives him a sela, which is boshes, which is embarrassment. I didn't have in front of me the value of a sela. I have it now. Sela is over here. The Gemara says it refers to a sela medina, which is a half a dinar of kesef. So half a dinar of kesef, that makes a pretty big difference in the comparison to the next shita, because Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yosef Galili mana. 100, yeah? 100 would be 100 dinar. It means to say that 200 times more than the Tana Kama, Rabbi Huda is Mechayev Boshes for hitting one's friend. The Mishnah continued, Staro, if he smacked him, that's where the front of his hand, his palm, Nosin Lo Masayim Zuz, it pays him 200. La'achir Yodo, for the back of his hand, Nosin Lo Arba Meos Zuz. We explain, all these cases are showing you how it's more embarrassing, and the more embarrassment, you pay more. Osno, if he clipped his ear, Talish Vesara looped at his hair, Rokak Vigio Baruko, he spit towards him and the spit got on him. Hevir Talis Femenu, he removed his talis from him, Har Rosha Isha Bashuk, or revealed the woman's hair in the marketplace, Nosin Arba Meos Zeus, all of those are very high amounts of embarrassment. You pay 400 Zeus. Zeklal, this is the call Tanakama says, a kolafi kvoda, everything is according to the cover of the person, meaning if a person is particularly about his own dignity to a greater extent, it will be more embarrassing. If he's not so particular about his dignity, it'll be less embarrassing, be less of a chiyuv. Amar Rabbi Kiva disagrees with that. Afilo anim shev Yisrael, even the poorest of the Jews, roim osam kiluhim b'nei chorin, you see him as free men, sheyardu minichseyim, that have lost their money. So if he's a poor person, you still see him as having dignity. He was a regular person, just is down on his luck. But he still has his own dignity. Shehem b'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, because we are b'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So he disagrees that everybody is going to have the highest level of dignity as far as evaluating what you'd have to pay him. There was a story about one who revealed the hair of a woman in the shuk. She came before Rabbi Akiva. The man was required to pay 400 zuz. Amar lo. He said to Rabbi Akiva, this man, Rabbi, ten li zman, give me time, but no son lo zman. And the Rav told us that he only gives zman for something like this, for boshes, he wouldn't give for a nezik evaluation. Shimra, he guarded her, meaning he waited. Omed is al pesach atzeiro, so she's standing on the entrance to her chaser. Veshover es fikad befanel. He broke a jug of oil in front of her. Uboki isar shemen had about an isar of oil. Gil says, Rosha, she revealed her hair, she had no problem doing it. Vahaisim etapachas amanachas yada al rosha, she was trying to gather the oil to save it and putting it on her head. So this person is trying to show you that she doesn't care about her own dignity. Hemi lalaha edim. He stood Adim there, he had Adim watch, and he came before Rabbi Kiva, seemingly with these witnesses, to testify to it. Amalo Rebbe said, Rebbe Lezuan, you know, seen Arba Meos Zuz, I'm going to give 400 Zuz to this woman. Amalo Amar Tzklum, he said, nothing. Hachovu Ba'atzmo, one who damages himself, Afal Pihashen or Rashai, even though he's not allowed to do that, Potter. Acherim Shechavlu, yet, when someone else would damage him, Chayev, it doesn't matter if you damage another person, so you're Chayev to pay, even though they would do it to themselves, doesn't mean anything. But Kotzitzti also Vafavisha Inu Rashai, one who would cut down his own trees, even though he's not allowed potter. Achayim Shekotzitzis and Tiosov Chayav. Other people that would do it, it would be Chayav. And I guess we're learning from that. We're saying, Rabbi Kiva is saying, and this would all be true, according to everybody, because talking about Nezik over here, Rabbi Kiva is saying so too about Boshes, and again with his klal, that it doesn't matter what the person would do with their own dignity, makes it the same thing, essentially, as Nezik and everything else. The same rule. If they do it to themselves, they're not Chayav, and you do it to them, they are. Mishnah Zayin taught us, even though you pay the person you owe, you're not forgiven until you ask it from him. Yeah, Hashem said to Avimelech, go and give back Sarah. And the raya could be from the end of that pasuk. Tosfos Yom Tov says, he is going to daven for you, meaning to say that now it's only forgiven now. The mechila is only now given to Avimelech, right? Because he asked for that to happen, and he asked for tefillah to take place, right? And therefore, you have to ask mechila from the one that you embarrass. And it continues the Mishnah. How do you know the one that has to forgive shouldn't be cruel? Anyone who says, blind my eye, cut my hand off, break my leg, chayev, you do it, you're chayev. I'm not asleep to chayev. Then we said, he's going to be chayev. However he said it, the Rav said, he said, no, I'm not going to be, or I am going to be. However he said it, he's still going to be chayev. There's no getting around it. Kras susi, rip my clothing, shvores kadi, or break my jug, chayev, ingni chayev, amanas liftor pater. But there, if he says amanas to be pater, he is pater. People are generally mochel, that sort of thing. And we also said that the Gemara spells out, we're talking about a person who gave this thing over to the one who is mazigit, he gave an item over him to watch. Then he said, go ahead and break it. So if you clarify that you're pater, you're pater, you're already in the shmir. But if you didn't clarify that, that Stam, he doesn't want you to do it, you'd be chayev. Either way, if someone commands you to go and damage another person, even if it says amanas liftor, you're going to be patri chayev imigufo b'imimono, you'll be chayev, whether it's bodily or monetary, because ain shliach v'zvaravir. Okay, Gavaldik, we're starting now the ninth parak, Mishnah Aleph. Hagozel eitzim ha'osan kelim. One who stole wood and built kelim out of them, built whatever it is, a table, cherries, he built vessels. Samer v'osan begodim, he stole wool and made clothing. Mishalim kishal tagazelim. Pays now, how much will he pay the victim? Pay however what it was worth when he stole it. The fact that he improved the value of it, he made it appreciate, he doesn't pay more for that. Goes paramu beris viyoga, if he stole a pregnant cow and it gave birth by him, rachel to una uguzozo, so a sheep that was laden with wool and he sheared it, he has to pay the value of a cow that was pregnant, that was going to give birth, the may rachel amedis ligozes, and the sheep, the value of the sheep that was ready to be sheared. So also that is going by, he pays according to the time that he stole it. Goes the par of Anis Abra at Silviolda. If he stole a cow, wasn't pregnant, but it got pregnant by him, one of his own bulls, and then it gave birth also. Rachel the Nitana at Silviolda, he saw a Rachel that didn't have so much wool at the time, and then it got laden with wool, and then he sheared it. Mishal Mishal HaGazela also going to pay at the time of the Gazela. Is that a klal? Here's the klal. We got the call clear. We'll see what the call is adding. The call is Koha Gazlanim Mishalim Shasa Gazela. All Gazlanim, a Gazlan, pays at the time of Gazela. This is an Agav, just to point out in case people don't know that Ganav and a Gazlan are different. A Gazlan refers to someone who steals something even in broad daylight, while a Ganav is someone who does not. A Ganav will go in the middle of the night, something like that, and try to hide from people. Yeah, right. That's elaborated on in different parts of the Gemara, the Rambam brings in, etc. The Seder. So this parak is going to be all about a Gazlan. We're going to have there's a mitzvah by Gazlan, the Heshev is Gazela, returning what he stole. That's essentially what we're going to be elaborating on. And sometimes he returned the money, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Seder. So says the Rav, and explain it. Hagozel, one who steals the eitzim, mishal mishas hagazela, demay eitzim b'tzemer. He just pays the value of the wood or the wool. Ve'ein chayev lahachzir lo kelim. There's no chiev to fulfill his chiev of returning a stolen item. He doesn't have to actually give back the kelim that he made. Ve'kanei b'shinui, because he acquired that wood when he turned it into a kli, he acquired it. So what he really stole that still belonged to the original owner was just the wood. The mirachol amez ligazes, in the case where he stole the cow that was about to give birth, or the sheep that was already had wool, he pays that. For ha'odef sheshav yoser havla v'agiza, the rest of it that's worth more, namely the child that was born, the baby cow, or the wool, shalohu, it's his. The kanono bishinu, again, he acquired with the shinu, meaning to say the animal changed. Animal changed in his reshus, so he acquired that change. He acquired the child, the baby cow, or the wool. And then the Mishnah said another case like that, seemingly the same thing. And then it said a klal. That klal. La suye, a klal is always to include something. This is to include gonav tle v'nasa ayil. If you stole a sheep and the sheep grew up and became a ram, egel v'nasa shor, or a calf and it became a bull, v'tvacho m'charo, and then he went and shechted it or sold it, shehu patim in tashlimi abrim chamisha. He's at that point patr from dalad v'hei. Now, you'd be chayav dal v'hei for a shor or a seh, but you're not. Shekem and shenasa shinui b'yodo, being that it changed in his hand, it can't run from a baby calf to a cow, or it went from a baby sheep to a ram, Kano, he was kona it, v'shalohu tovech, v'shalohu mocher. The shechting of the selling is his own item at that point. So it's really the same qual, right? He can acquire something with a shinui, it changes. You only pay at that time that you stole. That's the qual of our mishnah over here. The seder. Continues the next mishnah. Gozal behema v'hizkino. Person stole a behema and it got old. Avadim v'hizkino. He stole a vadim and they got old. Mishal v'shalas ha-gazela. Also, you pay at the time of the gazela. Rabbi Meir argues on this. Ba'avadim omer lo ha-shachal ha-fanecha. By an eved, you could say to him, here, take it. You can take it back the way it is. Doesn't have to pay anything. According to Rabbi Meir, just give him back the eved. Gozal matbea v'nistak. A person stole a coin and the coin got cut into or rubbed off it was a certain amount of thickness, and then it wore down. That's what I'm looking for. It worn down. Niftak usually means it got a crack. Peiros over here, kivor, is sort of fruits, and they rotted. All of them rotted, we'll see. So in this case, the matbea, memela, got worth less, and so did the fruits, obviously. Yain vehechmit, wine, and it would turn into vinegar, spoiled. Mashalim kshasa gazela, again, he pays the time of gazela, and he pay a proper coin or proper fruits, proper wine. Matbea v'nifsal, but if it was a coin and it got puzzled, that means that the government decided it's not spendable anymore, either in this area or other areas. Truma v'nitmes, but there's nothing wrong physically with the coin. That's important to note. Truma v'nitmes is truma came tame. Chametz v'over la v'pesach. Chametz and Pesach passed. So no physical change again, just that became usher. Behema v'nav deba avera. A behema and an avera was done with that behema. Osha nifsala me'agav mizbech. Or it still happened that the behema can't become a korban. Osha isa yotza z'isakel. Or it was being taken out now to be stoned. All these cases, you can say, take your item back the way it is. Here it is. So what's the difference between the first case and the last case? So let's see. The first case was you stole a behema or an eved and they got old, so you pay the time you stole it. Rabbi Meir disagrees that ba'avadim omer lo harei shechol lefanecha. Deke karka damu. They are like land. A lot of times you see in the Gemara, there's a hekesh between karka and an eved. Over yeshus of the Meir Kaimi. Right? Land can't really ever be stolen. It's always in the reshus of the one who owns it. So to the Evid, it's always in the reshus of the one who owns it, even though it was stolen, so he just gives it back to him. Maybe it's kind of his all along. Halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Then it said, a coin v'nistak, matzeya v'nistak, shinui hanikirhu. That is a recognizable change. Our parents for hikivu, b'shikivu miksasan, if it's only some of them got rotted, amrlo hashachal fanacha, you give them back as a normal amount of rot. Now, I took them here, take them. It's not considered a sizable loss that you have to pay for. Avol hirkivu kulam, if they all got rotted, that's the case of remission. Mishang v'shal segezeh. Then he has to pay back at the time when he, like it was back at the time when he stole it, when they were good. It was matbea v'nifsal, she'eno over be'osa medina. It's not spendable in that country anymore. Avol over hu medina cheres, it is spendable elsewhere. The reason Rav is saying that is because they bring from the Gemara that if it was spendable nowhere, then that would be a shinui, that would be a hezek that is nicker. That would be a change that's nicker, and he would have to pay back the whole thing. Yeah, let me check that. Right. It says nisal b'dinuzu. Right. Chora. That's what it means. Matzev nisal gamri. Right. If it was totally no good, it's hezek nicker and have to pay everything. Yeah. So the Rav's Rav's telling you it only got puzzled up in this medina. So you stole an animal v'nevda ba'avera mishenir shenirba if it was mated. Onevdo or worked la avoda zara, right? She psulah korban. You can't bring that as a korban or other psulos shnipsul mizbech. Other psulos for a korban. Bemum sheino nicker kigon bedugin sheba ayin, like a mum that is not recognizable. All these things happened by the gods. When he stole and these things happened that are not recognizable damages. He says harei shalchal lefanecha. This is based on a general machlokus. Our Tana is holding that hezek sheino nicker lav shmei hezek. A hezek that is not recognizable is not called hezek. And thereby, you don't pay for it happening. You just give him back the item. Right? You stole the item. The item is considered intact the way he stole it. It's not considered to have changed. And it's given back the item the way it is. Says Mishnah Gimel. A person gave to a craftsman, let's say some wood or some raw materials or an item, because it sounds more like it's a kli to fix. Well, takin really means to fix something, so you probably gave him an already intact vessel. The kilkulu and the uman already messed it up. Chayav Mishalim, he has to pay. The uman, the craftsman has to pay. We're going to see in the Rav, he's going to bring that, really, you're talking about both cases here. Nothing the Chara Shida, now here is probably where it's a kli, it spells it out more explicitly. He gave to a carpenter a Shida. Now Shida, I think generally is a type of furniture, but we'll see the Rav over here learns it means a carriage made out of wood that is what women would ride into. So that's a shita. Teva is some sort of box. Umigdal is I think it's really a tower, but it also means like probably a cabinet. Lisakein, to fix them. The kilkel chayv l'shalom. Again, he messed it up. He destroyed it somehow. The craftsman is chayv to pay. The habanai, a builder, shekibol alav listor sukoso. He accepts upon himself that he has to knock down a certain wall. V'shiber esa avanim o shehizik. He broke the stones in the wall, which he wasn't supposed to do, or he damaged people with them. Chayv l'shalom, he also has to pay. If he was knocking down a wall and then the other side was falling down, meaning he's not knocking down the wall that the one that's falling down, and he obviously is knocking down, but then another one's on the other side seemingly is falling down, another part of the wall that's not directly what he was supposed to knock down. Pater. He's pater. It's not considered to be his cause. But if it is because of his hitting the one wall that the other one falls, then he would be chai. So let's see the rav here. He gave two craftsmen something to fix. So the Rav learns the first way, I thought. He gave them raw wood, plain wood, to make a kli. The craftsman successfully made a kli, then he messed it up. He has to pay, this is amazing, the kli, not just the raw wood, he has to pay the kli. Not only the value of the wood. Now, probably the story is that he's just not, we're not talking about a thief here. There's no shas hagazela. We're talking about someone that was mazik, right? And it was mazik a kli. So we'll see. You know that what we're seeing is the chora is that it an uman is considered from the time that he made this kli, right? He's going to have to pay for the kli, not just the wood, because he does not get rights to the appreciation that he caused in the kli, even though he caused it. Any amount that the value of the raw item has gone up, because now it's a kli, it's obviously went up in value, is considered in the reshus of the bialim. The owners gave this item in to the uman to fix. It retains its status as in their reshus. It goes up in their reshus. That's true about this first case where he gave them raw wood, and also about the next. Continues the rav, nasan lecharei she gave to a carpenter. Hashdash shemein and shim nasan kli asui. He gave an already made kli, the uman, to a craftsman kidei latakno in order to fix it, the kilkolo, and he was makalkalate, he ruined it. Chayav l'sham d'mei kli. Also, he pays the kli. Now, over there, he gave him a kli. That would seem more obvious. So the Rav says, v'tana seifu l'goy reisha. The second case here is taught to reveal about the reisha, meaning if I only had one of the cases, I would have gotten it wrong. Once you have both, once you have the seifa, that's clearly talking about an already made kli, then you understand the ratio. Don't think the ratio is also talking about that. Obviously not. If the seifa is talking about an already made kli, the ratio must be talking about wood. And the ratio is a bigger chiddush, right? The ratio is telling you that even though he gave him wood, it was made into a kli, and therefore the craftsman pays the kli. They gave him a shida. So again, the Rav learns it's an agolish al eitza suy lemerkav noshim. That's a wooden carriage that is made for him to ride into. So he said that he messed it up, he'll have to pay for the whole thing. And the case of the wall, the Rav doesn't have any elaboration on. But the case of the builder who knocked down the wall, so if he damaged someone, fine, we understood, or if he broke the stones, he's going to be chayav for that. But it's a little difficult. What is the chiddush of the next case? If he was knocking it down, he'd be putter, but if it's because he's hitting it, he'd be chayav. I mean, if it wasn't because he's hitting it, obviously he's putter, he's honest. I don't know, I don't see over here an elaboration. But the case of chiyuv, just to understand, is that the person is always has to be careful to understand what might happen because of his actions, and he should have understood that maybe the other part of the wall would fall down. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. Mr. Shem will continue next time.